From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration is urging restraint in the wake of a North Korean artillery attack against South Korea and says any response will be unified and deliberate. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Obama administration has condemned the North Korean attack on South Korea, but said at the moment it's monitoring the situation and is talking with its allies in the region. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the U.S. is looking for a cohesive diplomatic front.
We're going to continue to consult with the Chinese through the six-party talks. We believe that it's important that we keep a unified and measured approach going forward.
Toner said everybody involved is, quote, stunned by North Korea's provocative actions, unquote. But he said the response would not be willy-nilly. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea's stock market opened sharply lower today after the artillery clash, falling more than 3% at the open. President Obama called it a story of hope and confidence for a better U.S. economy, even with millions of Americans still out of work. The president making his remarks at a reopened Chrysler plant in Kokomo, Indiana today. Mr. Obama said the billion spent to bail out both Chrysler and GM was the right decision.
We also knew that millions of jobs hung in the balance. We also knew that the very survival of places like Kokomo were on the line. And we knew that the collapse of the American auto industry would lead to an even deeper disaster for our economy.
The president's trip in part appears aimed at changing unfavorable public opinion about the auto industry bailout. GM, which last week had the largest initial public stock offering in the company's history, announced today it sent $11.7 billion back to the U.S. Treasury raised from its stock sale. There were a few surprises in the minutes of the Federal Reserve's policymaking meeting last month, but as Daniel Carson reports, they provide a glimpse into the tension among Fed policymakers over their decision to energize the economy with a second round of bond purchases.
Fed officials weighed the risks and upside of buying $600 billion worth of government bonds to stoke economic growth. Some said pumping billions into the financial markets could trigger speculative buying on Wall Street. But in the end, the vote was 10-1 in favor of the bond purchases. Kansas City Fed President Thomas Honig has dissented at every meeting this year. Moody's analytics economist Ryan Sweet.
I think he's speaking on behalf of all the hawkish members on the Fed. Going forward, if we begin to see two or three dissents, then that would be more troubling because it would show maybe some more cracks within the central bank itself.
Even though the Fed predicts the economy will grow more slowly, it's leaving the door open to dial back the bonds program if the economy performs better than expected. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Commerce Department announced today the economy expanded at a 2.5% annual rate during the July through September quarter. Heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula sent stocks sharply lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 142 points. This is NPR. Iran's disputed nuclear program appears to have suffered a bit of a setback. Inspectors who've been monitoring the country's enrichment program say it was temporarily shut down a week ago. A report from the International Atomic Energy Agency giving no reason for the stoppage nor indicating how long it lasted. The incident apparently took place while inspectors were at the plant. A senior diplomat is suggesting technical problems may be to blame, though speculation is also focused on a computer virus known as the Stuxnet worm, which was thought to be aimed at Iran's nuclear program. Officials in Phoenix are investigating how a loaded ammunition clip came to be on a Southwest Airlines flight that landed in Phoenix. The incident comes as security concerns are debated close to the holiday travel season. From member station KGZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The ammunition clip apparently came from a police officer's service weapon. A passenger on a Southwest flight from Burbank to Phoenix found the fully loaded clip and turned it over to a flight attendant. A spokesman for Southwest says that a police officer who had declared his gun at a security checkpoint dropped it on the floor of the aircraft on a previous flight. It's not known how long the clip was on the plane before the passenger found it. The plane landed safely in Phoenix without incident. Passengers who were traveling on to another destination were taken off and re-screened by security officials. The passenger who found the clip was questioned and released by the TSA. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Federal jury has ordered SAP to pay $1.3 billion to arch-enemy Oracle over charges the company stole customer support documents. Oracle has been seeking billions of dollars from SAP after the company admitted one of its subsidiaries stole those documents. The verdict came after less than a day of deliberations. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for